Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy pensions team. It's Monday the 22nd of March. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the past 7 days. There are currently several major consultations in progress. This week has seen the launch of the pensions regulator's consultation on a new single code of practice. This will replace 10 existing codes of practice and includes new content on areas including the need for trustees to maintain effective systems of governance and to carry out own risk assessments, as well as new sections on information technology and climate change. The government is consulting on regulations relating to the new employer resources test for a contribution notice and on the regulator's increased information gathering powers, and separately on issues relating to the charge cap for default funds in auto-enrolment schemes. In other news, the Money and Pension Service has announced the launch of a new brand called Money Helper from early June 2021, which will include the PensionWise service and may have implications for signposting in member communications. The Pensions Ombudsman has published a guidance note on its approach to the provision of information by schemes about independent financial advisers. The full version of What's New This Week also covers the new auto-enrolment trigger and thresholds, an HMRC newsletter on the Managing Pension Schemes service, and updates on audit and corporate governance reforms and the Pensions Dashboard programme, as well as guidance for employment tribunals on calculating pension loss. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.